everyone, welcome to another episode of the TSC Uncut podcast. Today we are explaining NFT and the metaverse to a newbie. What does NFT mean, everybody?
NFT is a non-fungible token.
Yeah, but what does it mean? What does it mean? That's like the loophole answer.
Not the abbreviation.
It's more like
these are HR, by the way.
No, now. It's like something that you can use to buy and sell.
I think what you're trying to say is non-fungible, meaning that it cannot be, what's the word?
It cannot be exchanged. You can't exchange like you do one Bitcoin for one Bitcoin or $1 for $1. You can't do that with NFT.
Your ownership is certified.
Yes.
It's authentic.
Yes.
If you will.
DDA, what does NFT mean? Because you have been looking. Is it NFT and metaverse or NFT?
Explaining NFT and the metaverse to a newbie. So we're starting with NFT. We'll come to the definition of the metaverse with
video. No, we will all go for NFT. Then we'll now go back to metaverse.
How would you explain NFT to a newbie now?
They should not come to me. I'm
also you're the newbie that you're explaining to.
I'll just go with what the HR said. Non-fungible tokens. You cannot eat.
You say eat? No, the burger you are thinking of.
It is not divisible. Like you cannot divide them. Unlike other tokens. I don't know.
Are you people sure you're defining it from a point of understanding, or you're just describing it from a point of what is on the internet?
Based on my own understanding, it's like, okay, let's say you have an art now.
Yeah.
You can't have two same exact arts. Yeah. You understand? So you can't exchange and say, oh, I'm giving you this art, you give me this art. It's not.
That's you can't how you say $1.
Yeah, you can't exchange it like you are giving me $1 and there's exactly $1 again that we're exchanging with. So. Yeah.
It's
authenticity is different. Like,
you're even jumping. We have not even reached explanation. You explain NFT first.
Okay.
You man.
Yeah, non-fungible.
You have just copy and paste. Pidio, what is NFT first before you explain it to and like what you understand by it?
So it's a newbie $1.
Unique pictures, like
picture.
Yes.
Unique. She said unique
pictures.
Can be sold for high
prices. So CPPD, what is NFT?
Well, I joined HR. Don't make me assist you.
I've never seen this kind of problem before. CPO, the USB, what is NFT to you?
What I understand by NFT, adding to what she says, what I used to think.
What I used to think.
It's like a digital market for auctioning.
You said from your understanding, so I would reject your offer. It's not the market, it is the item that is sold in the market. Yeah, so you have like
OpenSea, the market.
Then they now sell NFTs and all those digital.
So if you were explaining to a newbie, the newbie have confused. Follow you.
I thought saying that maybe the newbie.
You if no backup to explain it with you, you and the newbie be eh? Video, what way? Okay,
she
you say picture.
You
two of you have lost. Two of you have gone.
No, but in a way, yes. You have a point because they are unique and they are sold for high prices.
Everybody has a point.
Yes, all points are valid. Yeah. No, even his point is valid.
Because he mentioned market.
Well, I think it's a combination of everything. If me, I think I understand it. I just feel like NFTs are like utilities for the crypto space.
Wisdom.
No.
This is not for a newbie.
So it's like utilities. Maybe I'll now break down what utility means. Utility is like usage for cryptocurrency. You understand? Because before NFTs, before NFTs, the only thing you could have used crypto for was to exchange it for money.
Okay.
You understand? Like, if I had one Bitcoin, it's either I'm sending it to somebody to have it as one Bitcoin, or I'm sending it to somebody to exchange it in their currency. That was the only use case for cryptocurrency. But now NFTs have become like assets or utilities that are paired with cryptocurrency. So now, the way, if you had money, let's go local. If I had one naira before, and all I could do with 1 naira is send it to somebody, I'll send him 1 naira now. Mm-hmm. Even if it's paper, I give him 1 naira. So now, what will he use that 1 naira to buy? If there was nothing to buy, not in terms of the value, say, let's go with 1 million, sorry, so it doesn't seem like 1 naira. If I was to give you 1 million before, and you had and nobody will collect that 1 million for anything you're selling, then the 1 million don't have use. It has no utility. Are you following? Let's go back to trade by barter era. When it was trade by barter, I give you gold, you give me pound in measurement. So even if I created money then, nobody will collect it like that, because I don't need it. I will just, so even when money came, fiat, what's the word they call money? Fiat currency. They needed to now start linking it to all the things people were using to do trade by barter, hence the utility. So now it's like cryptocurrency has come. They found small use case for it, but it hasn't had like a full economy usage. Like, I can't go to a shop and just buy. I can go to some shops and buy something with crypto. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But not all shops will take it. So in the time, in order for us to make adoption widespread, let's create things that that's even what you have to use it for. So it's just like assets for crypto, and it's linked together. So
just
now,
the NFT,
you can only buy it with cryptocurrency.
Because you can't just like go with like normal naira and say, I'm giving you 5k, give me an NFT.
You have to unless you change it to crypto. So is what they call adoption. I know nobody has ever really thought of how did money come to be the universal use case, but it took a lot of long time. So this is like the process too. There was cowrie before now. How did they phase out cowrie and bring money? How did they phase those guys out? So now this is like crypto trying to phase things out by bringing all of this.
So supposedly now gold is still supposed to be in
gold. Yes.
Supposedly.
As a currency.
Yes.
No, gold is still a currency. Gold
is it that is backing? That's supposed to be backing the currency that we use.
Yes.
But that was like a, it was a way for them to, you know what that explanation of gold is? It's more like they wanted to phase gold out, but they didn't want to phase gold out, so they just made it have like, oh, this is what we back
this currency.
This currency.
Yeah.
But now, so with the NFT thing, I feel like now, okay, that was crypto. So NFT now, those assets. So NFT, this video, NFT can be a music.
Yeah.
It can be a
picture.
It can be, a lot of things.
It can be clothes.
Yeah, it can be clothes. It can be. It can be clothes. It can be any.
It can be films like shorts.
Yes, it can be films. It can be anything.
Authentic.
Like
it
can
you
be painting.
The authenticity just means that you own it. So instead of you to go and copy my own picture and put it, that's just where the author. So they are trying to link it with, to as a way to solve copyright. So, you know, if you're trying to introduce something, okay, what's the benefit? Do you understand? Because I would look at it like, why do I need to put my thing as an NFT? Sorry, when I can just still pay. So now you're telling me, oh, there's authenticity behind it. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is one selling point. So I think.
So, okay, the question is, after purchasing, can you like get it to be a physical asset?
Yes. So depending on the, like now let's go with music. If I mint my music on an NFT platform, let's say OpenSea, I can choose to have just a digital copy. I can choose to say digital and physical copy. So if you sell it, if you buy it, you understand? Like you can have the digital and have the physical. Same thing with the artwork, same thing with the clothes.
But who makes the physical copy?
You just produce it. it's still a company now. It's not robots that are behind it now. Like, let's go with our company.
Let's use our own NFTs.
There's a lot of people don't even understand. Yes, I was thinking about this when I saw this thing, and I was like, a lot of people, you'll be begging them to claim this NFT. But it's like they don't understand the value chain.
I will be born it together
I finish this podcast and explain this little bit. So the thing is this, imagine for every game night, it solves a lot of things. Like, it makes you be able to give people rewards without necessarily needing to have liquidity at that moment. Also, so for example, imagine every game night we had to give those winners 1,000. That's so much cash that we are burning. So instead of doing that, because innovation is coming and NFTs have come, let's use, we could use that 1,000 naira now, or let's say 5,000, so to mint 5 million copies of our current NFT collection. We worked with a graphic designer to design it. We had a story behind it. It's a fusion of sculptural artifact mixed with, so we made it look cool. We didn't just want it to look like, oh, those sculptures, and those sculptures are not our own, so we can't even just utilize them like that, you understand? So now, after we did that, we now listed them, with each of them having values. So now, when somebody comes to our game night, or you win, or you join our community, you get one. Have you? So now, a real life case scenario is, imagine when Da Vinci, his artworks are very expensive now, was painting all his painting. Then imagine he was giving it to people. Dash. He's dashing them now. They feel like he's dashing them.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Then over time, Da Vinci's work got really famous.
Yeah.
And then people wanted to own a Da Vinci work.
But it was expensive.
Hence now, for you to own a Da Vinci work, you have to pay money. Then some people were able to even buy it maybe when it was cheaper. Then it still kept building his reputation, and then because you only have one of one, the next person I want to buy, if CPO bought from you, have to buy from me, and then I will now sell it higher. Hence the continue. So hence how our NFT
works. The people that got it free when he was dashing and he didn't have any, he wasn't famous then, they can, because now he has blown, they can take their free
NFTs
that they got and sell it to a high bidder, or even like,
so
you know, put it up.
This already seems like we are diverting, but this Da Vinci stuff, I used to wonder why
his artwork are very expensive.
Actually, how did he blow?
Also,
unique about
him. Yeah, also unique about him.
He's not just an artist. He's a genius. Because he's not just painting.
No, Da Vinci's
cold. He does inventions and other things.
Let's use Picasso.
Look at it normally. It's just art, just normal painting.
That's what he's saying.
It's not just art he does.
Like, he's into different. So maybe because he was very
smart. He has done many inventions.
Some of his inventions made him blow. The people that now started knowing him now knew he could paint also. He was an artist.
Most people knew him for his art, not all that.
I know where he's coming from.
Let's use Picasso as an example.
I know your own theory, but that's not even the theory of art. Like, have you ever wondered why artists over time, or even current, let's say we have an artist, we know an artist now, we know this guy that paints in Kaduna that just blew up. Say, for example, he was on the podcast one time, Bara. He was painting for a while, nobody knew him. Then eventually his work got known. Then he started, his work got expensive. But his work is still not as expensive as it can still be. So the thing with art is, first, when you have like a very unique thing to it, some people even know, let's go with Basquiat. Basquiat draws, I don't know if you guys know Basquiat, it draws the most horrible, there's no meaning to Basquiat. He will just carry teeth, carry eye. He looks horrible. He looks like I feel like Baby J can draw. So, but what it is he was able to explain it in ways that will make you see meaning to it. He's able to sell his art.
Yeah.
And then he worked with high profile people in society that would appreciate it and buy it. Do you understand? So,
okay, no, but I think the answer to what you're trying, what you were asking, that like, what was your question again? Sorry.
Why is art expensive?
Why are certain people? I think they passed a message, or they did it at a time that they needed to pass a message.
Because
if you use Bara drew that guy, that George Floyd, he passed, and it was at the peak of when people were saying Black Lives Matter, so he drew him, and then obviously he was trending.
I think he said something like he tagged himself with high profile people. Yes. So you're saying that it's a factor now.
It's a factor. No. So yes,
you're just an artist, but you don't know people.
See one thing.
When you pass the message, publicity.
That's what he wants to say.
There are people that appreciate art, and there are people that don't. Understand? There's something that you see. This most famous.
Do you appreciate art?
This Mona Lisa.
You don't like art?
Yeah, Mona Lisa. That's what I'm saying.
That's because I say you look at it from different angles, and it looks at you differently.
People will be killing themselves to get that ugly.
You get.
There's a theory that the main Mona Lisa itself is lost.
Yeah, but we mean the closed ones.
Do you know there was one funny thing I found? There's the one painting they've been looking for so long. They haven't seen the painting. You know, they saw it in one movie. Like, I don't know whether it was in the movie. Like, it was on the wall of the movie. I'm sure it will be an Easter egg because they can't be that foolish. So, yeah, in life, sir, this one is not even about art again. In anything you're doing, you need to be able to involve HNW. Market and have high net worth people know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's one of the best ways to scale. Do you understand? Like, people will be like, okay, for example, this guy died, rest in peace, so Virgil Abloh, creative director of Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
He's not the best creative director now. He might not even be. You know, there's this thing that once you achieve a certain level, anything you do becomes like a norm. But he knew people. He had something he was doing, and then because they worked it. So
now,
somebody else might be badder, but it's just in one and one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But can, like, an example is this opera music. Okay. You know, it's nowadays they shout.
Yeah, opera.
You know, it's expensive to actually go to those shows.
Even the vocal now is not a big
why? Because they linked it. They linked it with high net worth individuals. So they, scattered
it. So you're the kind of person that appreciate that.
If you don't appreciate it, you have to. There's some people that you need to meet. They will tell you to meet them at the opera house.
Exactly.
You understand? So that's how it is. That's why I feel like even in anything we always try and do. Even as a company, we try. There's always, if you never notice, we try and do cap to things. We say game night reserve. We say block part. Urban rave. This feature they are trying to deploy to be capped eventually. Because once people feel they can get anything anyhow,
doesn't have value.
Don't have value. Same. That's how art is.
So I think NFT is more like the uniqueness.
Exactly. The uniqueness. That's what makes.
Because NFTs will only have, like, now. This is our collection. We only have 4,999 copies ever. So if our community members, each of our community grow to 4,900, no, sorry, not even 4, let's say as we are winning now, because like me, proud owner of like 7 NFT, I think 0 owner of NFT this
year. You don't have any NFT?
No, he has.
This year I have one NFT.
This year I don't
have
No, everybody.
I have.
Oh no,
first
you
have. Edition. Everybody.
Oh yeah, everybody actually has. So, now. The one we did, dollar claim. Okay,
yes, all of us. So apart from one team, got zero.
You have now. Oh, she was in the team that got zero. No, they got two. The lowest team had two.
5,552,
So, that 4,900 doesn't mean that it's 4,900 people that own it. It can end at 1,000 people owning it because some people own 10, some people. So now, once that finishes, and now we have something that we said, like now to come to our block part, to come to
Urban
Rave. Some people that have NFT, we might even say come for free because you're already among our community. You understand?
Members,
so now, there's different benefits that we have. We say Urban Rave, any parties or things we do, NFT holders get. You get discount on merchandise on Unknown. You get
any pitches for accelerators.
VC, you understand? So now, we are still blowing. Let's say like Da Vinci was still blowing. I mean, let's now say we reach a certain peak. A lot of people now want to join our community. We can now make our community no more just be come and use. Like now, you say somebody came, she wants to join our community. She was just signed your email. Okay, very good. Now, 2-3 years from now, our community might be you have to own an NFT. How will you own an NFT? You have to come and meet you. You now go to the page. Who can I buy? You will now look for the person that has cheap ones because, like me now, NFT prime price. You now go and see maybe. there's floor price, which is zero. But
you know, I think last year I put my NFT at $20,000.
Yeah, she's taking me.
And they always aspire.
There was a time I think I was setting for HR. I said, just give me the highest number. Can it be 100 million? I'm like, it doesn't matter the amount you put, it's who will buy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because now, if the community locks, people will go and start saying, oh, how can I buy $100 on first? And so those people will sell first. Then now, some people will buy like three.
Yeah.
Then there will be a case where the might not even be any. Then we'll now mint a new collection. That's how it goes. And it's the same thing, but if they build a connection, artists were following them. That's like the best NFT collection in the world. Artists, footballers, all of them owned it. So they sold out, and then now you have to rebuy. You rebuy, you rebuy, for you to join the community. And they have like all these mixers. I don't know if you mixers means like a community where you bring influential people to come and just. So automatically, if the floor price of one bot ape is $1 million, means that everybody that owns an NFT is high net worth individual.
Yeah.
Which means if we want to look for VCSF or HNW, if we can own one bot ape, automatically we can enter into their community. And once you enter, you know there's a theory, more money make, you need money to make money. NFT. In the music, this art, in the music, Tory Lanez, before they arrested him, he sold his NFT, he did his music for NFTs. Each one was $100. I think he sold each one was $1. He sold 1 million copies. He made $1 million in less than, I think, 2 minutes.
Jeez.
That's what would have taken him. Because you know people will say, I 1 billion streams. Let me show you one conversion. If you get 1 billion streams, I think I have it still. 1 billion streams, I think, is just like $100,000.
Is there a point something in his stream?
I think I have the calculator. So he was able to sell that much in just by NFT. So NFTs is like the best way
as an artist,
creative, anything.
Yeah.
To tokenize, so I think that's NFT.
Oh yeah.
And the newbie, I need a question. I want to ask something. So now, let's say you have music as NFT. How do you now monetize that? Because if I'm selling, let's say I'm selling the music, is that I cannot have access to the music again?
Yes. Anybody that does it's linked.
You're
to
listening it now, so somebody buys right, it.
Yeah. It's like Apple Music that you can share it to somebody else, but you can listen.
You can share to somebody else that has Apple Music.
No, you can't send the music on Apple Music to somebody else.
You can share the link now.
And then the person has to have Apple Music subscribe now. Yes.
So now, you get. When you list your music now on your whatever page.
Okay, let's say I have two music, people buy one. Does that mean that somebody has to. So how do you now monetize you that sell.
Me
that
if
I have
you want
now.
To listen, you have, want to have a copy, you have to buy from me.
As in you, the artist, though.
No, which artist?
She knows what she's asking now. Her, she's a musician. She has sang songs. She has listed the two on the OpenSea. I bought one. You bought one. Does she still have access to her music?
Wait. She lists two songs.
Her two songs.
How many copies? For NFT. And for anything you list in NFT, you have to have a quantity. So how many quantities?
Two.
Now music. Now one music.
How many owners can have it? That's
okay. Yes.
Quantity.
And
she always has to have
so maybe quantity. Maybe she made the owner herself and myself.
It's never indefinite. You can't list when you're minting how many.
But that means
owners.
It's not unique anymore.
So now
if multiple
right
people can.
Oh, you don't know one picture can be owned by multiple people too.
No, I don't one picture.
It's never always one of one. But that copyright, the certificate of authenticity is for that particular image. So 100 people can have one picture.
So you're saying that if I own a picture or anything, I can sell it for.
You cannot sell it for 100.
Indefinite.
If you're the owner
artist
of the.
Is the only one that has that right.
Yeah.
To sell.
But you as a buyer.
To list now. To list back.
Yes.
Now I can like name the number of people I want to like distribute this stuff.
20 people.
So you're saying that if I should list that particular item for $1 now and 100 people buy it.
Did you list 400?
Yeah, I listed 400. So I'll make $100.
Then need I now bought it from you, I can go and say because you're run out of people that can own it, your 100
maybe she
maxed
bought
out.
Three.
Me,
she
if
can
I bought
unless
three.
She buy three or she wants to sell around and not own it.
One.
Yes, you can buy multiple items.
Yes, if
that's
I
what
buy,
I was
you listed it for 100 people. Me, I say, okay, I'm three people. I'm bought.
Yeah,
I
understand,
yeah.
And then it's what I have tickets. Like I was explaining to somebody, whiskey tickets, why whiskey shows always sell out. And they say whiskey sold out in 3 minutes.
One person.
One person will buy
you
that.
You don't even have to go for our train ticket.
So we don't need to go for our train tickets.
What I'm saying is the music. now, but
yes.
Okay, so now this guy that sold his songs,
Tory Lanez.
The people that bought it now, is that they are only playing it themselves to listen? Because
yes.
It doesn't make sense.
How?
Now, but
how
he
long
has
a
song. They can't. It's like now Wizkid drops a song.
You can listen to it if I play it here. If you can listen to it if I play it here.
No, we don't have access to you. I get what you're saying. Now, let's say Wizkid drops a song, No Lele, that's the name of the song. It will show that he has a song, No Lele. When you tap, press, play, it will not play until you go to his NFT page and buy the song. And if you've run out of luck and he has maxed out, like 100 people have already bought it, no more entry. You have to go and search for somebody that you probably know that bought it. Let's say now me, I bought it. I'll now tell you, okay, instead of the original 50k Wizkid was selling it for, I'm selling the No Lele for 200k. And because you're pressed to listen to it because you want to feel among, you will give me 200k.
Yeah, but you can listen to it if me, I play it here and we are all just hearing. But you don't.
So the owner of the app still have rights, like the copyright.
Yes,
answer,
yeah. They own their masters. It's only them that can later come back and say, oh, now that people want it more, I'm ready to make it more.
No.
But you that bought it cannot go and make more of my own and resell it. You can only sell the number of ones you have.
So if you bought one and you sell one, it's gone.
You're off the community.
Fair.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can comic books and action figures be NFT?
Yes, they can.
Action figures.
You know that the concept of NFT started from... Wait, what's this thing? Baseball card. You know, we don't do it in Nigeria, but
yeah,
you know these baseball things and comic cards, Pokemon Go cards.
Yeah.
So
even Indomie tables, they'll have done it with
Indomie. Yeah, you know that Indomie table. Indomie table is an example. You know there was one time that you were getting different
speakers.
Big boy.
Thank
yes.
you.
So now that was the concept of that was how
I say it's still for people who value it.
So you have to have value.
But imagine
but
we
you know,
kept all the ones we had there now go and list them. Do you know how much money I'll have?
No, but who will buy it?
People
buy it.
That people now in Nigeria that maybe wants it.
Indomie didn't do it well.
Yeah.
You know why they didn't do it well?
No, Indomie was so sauce.
The way they were supposed to do it, as they put it in those parts, that
they
can carry the structure if you end up hearing. If they as they put it in those parts, they were doing it.
Did you say it? They end up hearing? They,
because let it be known that it's an original. The way when they put it in those parts, people were getting it, you were claiming it now. So I think the thing they tried to do was when you get certain number, come and claim one carton of.
That's what they did.
Claim one carton of Indomie.
Yes.
So now.
Yes, now if you gather all the Indomie tables that there are, all the different characters, you take it to
so
their
much.
Office.
So
okay, there was a time Coke was doing one thing also.
Almost the same thing. So
actually,
what they were not supposed to do? What will happen if Nigeria was not so some like now? Let's say me, I've gathered plenty, and I don't have some characters. Do you understand? A carton of Indomie, let's say it's 1.5, right?
Yeah.
So if I now have, let's say you need 10 characters.
And you have 6.
And I, and me, I'm gathering now. So I cannot be selling my characters to somebody for 100 naira. So he will buy the Indomie at 1,000 instead of 1.5. But as you people claiming Indomie, I'm saying what they should have done is as you claim it, they will now later say, come and convert it to cash. Do you understand? Now, yes, they could have done it.
I don't understand.
You go with the 10 for
1.5.
But how much money?
No, but now that's what I'm saying. So it's not a one-time thing. If this year I had 10 of it and I was to get 10k,
yeah.
If I kept it in next year, they would now say all holders of Indomitable
first edition
can come and claim 20k this year.
Yeah.
Now that even make them not have to give free Indomie cartons because me I might be holding my own
since last year
till 10 years to get 100k.
Yes.
That's the holding value of it.
And
now me I can now sell my own quick to somebody that feels like, let's say now me I need urgent money and maybe it's not the year time. I might now say, I have this one that has gone up from when I got it free. Will you buy it? Then you now that might want to hold it, you might now say, okay, now it's maybe 50k. You'll now give me 30k, then you will hold it again. So it will now become trading cards. That was the concept of NFT. Hold it once and they will make it indefinite. It will be limited.
Yeah, so because they made their own very plenty. If I get stretchy,
so now let's relate it to having it on this blockchain and this NFT blockchain. Saying okay, Indomie tables, that is Indomie company and the owner of this Indomie table. So they will be distributing or they will just list certain number of the Indomie tables.
What they will do now if they want to link it to blockchain is like this. Say you buy 10 Indomies,
yeah.
You get a unique, for every Indomie you get like a code. When you buy 10 and you go to your blockchain account and you go to Indomie's collection, you can now unlock one character.
No, for every 10 Indomie tables you get, or just 10 normal Indomie, because it's not all the Indomies that have Indomie tables.
Yeah, for every 10 characters you end up getting,
yes.
You can now unlock a character.
For every 10 characters.
If you buy a carton, you get one character. After you buy 10 characters, then you unlock. Do you understand? You now unlock one of the blockchain,
yeah, yeah.
Which now has the value minted. So that's like, a lot of people don't understand the industry, but it has like long-term goals. So it's like now, us that have NFTs, a couple people be like, oh, no need to claim. And it gets burnt. That's the uniqueness. Everybody from last year now that didn't claim is burnt. They sent a notification, it's burnt. So you can't come back when the thing has value and say, oh, I want to claim an NFT. You understand? Yeah, so that's how it works.
And the metaverse, my dears.
But wait,
what are the downsides to NFT?
Are there downsides?
That's number one.
Downsides.
People don't really have, people don't really appreciate art.
A lot of people can never appreciate that.
You can have music. So if you like music, you go for the music pages
Maybe
art is built around scarcity. Not every art is not Gary. Even Gary is not everybody like Gary.
Unlike other tokens. Is it tokens?
Cryptocurrency.
But not everybody likes BTC. Not everybody likes Ethereum. Not everybody likes Dodge. Not everybody likes
this NFT now. Like.
NFT is not a token. NFT is an asset. You use ETH, Matic, Bitcoin, and the rest to buy an NFT. So that one is a separate thing. Now is how many people understand the use case of NFT? That's what
I think. That's the problem. Not so many people understand.
Not many people know. Like the way we were able to use it for our community. Not a lot of people understand. Even in the community that we are giving it, not everybody understands why they need to claim it.
Because some people just feel like
someone might be like him that I say, this thing of guy, we want cash, buy it from
you. You see, you want cash. But now it's not. So now a time will come.
Where
they will be supposed, have claimed it.
This thing.
You understand?
I told them that the same thing.
And that, so
yeah,
that's.
So you're saying that if they don't claim it, then they can't.
It burns. We burn it every year. Anybody that don't claim NFTs at the end of the year. I think you
are. She says she wants to claim ours.
Yeah, so we burn it at the end of the year.
So is that a disadvantage? Not knowing the usage?
Not knowing the usage.
Downside.
There's no real disadvantage to listing anything on the blockchain. Why? Because you can't really hack the blockchain like that because it runs on multiple hashes. So you can't come and say, yeah, people hack
people. But I feel
people
like
assets are meant to be liquidated now. What if this thing go for a very
exactly.
long time?
I feel like there's a time period that it will be at its peak and there will be a time that people will not really.
No, now it's about the community driving it. Let me give you that in a real time thing. It's like having a house. Abi, land.
Yeah.
Shey, we always say that land it appreciates over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been.
Oh, good.
We've been.
But
made,
land too can depreciate.
Uh-huh. So now that's what I'm trying to say.
What?
Land can depreciate.
Land can depreciate.
Gold depreciate.
Even gold can depreciate.
Yeah,
if
for
farmers.
Gold cannot depreciate.
Gold
I've
can
never depreciate. Seen gold depreciate.
If like when you are selling,
money
doesn't
is,
go.
You know it goes high with whatever.
Goes higher, but even if it comes low, it's just for a short period of time.
Yeah, and what if you're not unlucky is another period of time,
yeah,
you decide that you want to let go of something.
And it's never that significant.
No, it has even gone up from the value in which you bought it usually, even when it depreciates.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's also true. I don't know, disadvantages.
But like land, like the other thing she's saying is like now land can depreciate. You can say, oh, you have this land that you've been keeping for, oh shit, somebody just called me, maybe it's a delivery person.
Okay, I think, maybe what you want to say, but you said that maybe you go on for a long period of time and then people
will
worry about
it. You don't mean that I have an asset,
yes.
I cannot sell it.
And
so
then
that.
Maybe along the line something new comes in.
Yes.
Because whereas, like technology.
That's what I'm saying, you outgrow it or something.
Now, after this NFT, people might push NFT to the side
yeah,
and maybe
so
something else comes out.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's.
But there are times that things trend with the.
Yeah,
generation.
Truly,
so.
Truly. Well, I
feel
like
then our parents didn't know NFT or cryptocurrency.
But I feel like
then
it might take like a
gold.
Long time before that happens. Maybe at least, maybe.
Yeah, it takes a long time because imagine now our parents or grandparents that bought
gold
on for
yeah,
you. Now that people appreciate
for them, yes. Because they'll be telling you they bought gold 1,000 naira, 2,000 naira. what? So exactly. I just think everything is time. I think we should get into metaverse and round it up. So, explaining metaverse to a newbie. Who is going first?
It's like a virtual place where you can have fun. It's just a virtual reality.
Escape reality. Yeah, exactly.
Video reality.
Just
escape, actually. You just escape
it. I'm sorry, video. Video there.
It's more like, to me, metaverse, the least worst I can explain is it's just where you are not physically present.
Present.
Yes.
Virtual life.
That's how I can just
explain.
Well,
to a newbie. Virtual life. Why is he backing up? Why is he back up at this moment? When they ask him, I feel like I stand up like a champ. You people do not do this to me. You should have done it like how I did one thing in the meeting where I noticed the people that like to go last and I brought them front. Okay. So,
yeah, but
who else is doing? Video. Video has said escape.
She said escape reality.
Video has stand on CHRO's protocol.
Guys, virtual reality
is
where you can create,
play,
have fun. Yeah.
I will stick with video, escape reality.
I think it's the same thing. I feel like it's just more utility.
It's just English different, but they're all the same.
I don't know if you've watched this movie, Free Guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Ready Player One. Yeah.
So yeah, kind of.
It's not that deep. It's not hard to.
Well, I'm not asking you to follow me.
Because you can see.
Is it, can we refer it as a metaverse?
What's that, Free Guy?
There's
this
Call of
Duty. No. I'm not playing it for a while.
It's not Call of Duty that they used to shoot. It's more like you are in the character.
I don't think they have a new one. You
have to be in the game.
Except they have new Call of Duty that you wear all those.
The virtual.
You know, they say metaverse is interconnected. Like you can connect with one or two people at the same time. So, Call of Duty now, you can just go online.
Yes, someone in another world. In another country.
Can we now refer that as metaverse?
I think that was the beginning of the idea for metaverse. Like the idea that you could play with someone else in another time zone, another place.
Because
yeah.
It has a limit to it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Call of Duty doesn't.
With Call of Duty is just have a team, you go and kill the other teams. That is all the
you have.
For metaverse, you can do. You say?
No, now, but Call of Duty too should be somebody playing can be your opponent. Or you all have to be on the same team.
No, what I'm saying is HR and I'm at the same team, you and CTO and video the same team. Then we'll fight each other. Yeah. That's all they do in Call of Duty.
Okay,
metaverse, so much
you
money.
Can buy,
you understand?
Like Free Guy now, you could buy a place, you could rob a bank,
you can do anything.
That's why I said it's upgraded.
Subsidiary, like child to metaverse, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Basically. So what is simulation game now? That one is metaverse directly.
Well, that one, once you wear, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You don't go.
There are games where you do like this.
Yeah,
like,
you
can play with the virtual headset.
Yeah.
And it's not actually the metaverse thing that you can do everything that you want.
That virtual headset, I don't feel like that's still calm. There are some games that don't connect wires to you. Like, you physically be...
Have we reached that stage though?
Not in Nigeria probably, but abroad they will chook you wire and then you begin.
There is one series that I started watching recently. That's what they're doing, but their own is not actually a game that they are playing.
Okay.
When they enter the headset,
they
create an avatar for you.
Yeah.
You understand? And mostly the avatar they create someone that looks like you. But it's in the future. Instead of another reality.
Yeah.
Like now we're in 2020, but if you enter that world, it's not
another. Wait, sorry, but reality. Are you going to continue as yourself in that future world?
In that future world, right? Let's say now this is the future world, right?
Yeah.
The past world they are in 1960, right?
Yes.
So now what we'll do is what they do is, if you from 1960, you want to play the game. Us here in 2023, we create an avatar that looks like you.
Uh-huh.
So when we connect, is that avatar that will be you?
Yes, but then what will be the storyline? Will I continue with my life or is just a complete?
You are just there in the world.
Okay.
You understand? It's just like carrying Yetunde from 1960 and bringing her to 2050.
And seeing future things of how the world has evolved and stuff like that. I get what that means. I get that.
There's a place in, I think
they moved,
City Center.
Kaduna?
City, yes. Okay. They have 5D. You see, where you just go and sit in the like box and they'll give you the 5D glasses and you feel like you're in. You can choose different for horror or for roller what do they call it?
Roller coaster. Yeah, okay.
And you can watch it from there.
So everybody's entering the metaverse now. I think I've done that roller coaster on Shaza, the way that headset, you know, you just be moving, but you be seated, that's all. The most I've done. Then you be doing
roller coaster. So it's more like Avatar, Sha. You watch Avatar. Like you connect and be in another place. Okay.
So well, this one, you don't see yourself like you are in. You know, Avatar, you move around.
Yes.
This one, you just feel like you are in the. Like you're on a roller coaster, or you
have that feeling.
You can't see yourself, but
you're not there.
You are.
Yeah, what
yeah I get what you mean.
Avatar, you can see yourself. Avatar, he entered a whole new body. He was running, walking, having a lover.
You're not entering
anybody.
This one,
you're.
Blue Avatar. The new one they just dropped.
I swear, I never called it. It
was a better story now.
I cannot watch it. Is different from anime.
The innovation and the graphics. That's the only thing they have going for.
So the anime
that
now.
Story, we've seen that story 1,000 movies.
Waterbender. Iron
Man.
Anime and the construction implications here.
Yes, ma'am. How you get
to the metaverse? Just normal this thing. Guys, play the newbie now. All of us say virtual reality.
All of us say games.
I have videos on definition of metaverse on that thing they plug people to.
That was awesome. City will give you explanation.
Now that they've given you people all the newbie explanation, I'll give the professional version of what I think. But I liked all the examples, like the one of I had green screen. What bring green screen? Bring metaverse.
Somebody said green screen.
They were explaining something. I was explaining to him that the avatar that he's saying he doesn't like cartoon. The avatar that he likes is also cartoon.
They have humans, real humans there.
No, but the whole concept of metaverse, I think, is, I still feel it's a utility for crypto. Why? Because now, how would you buy a land in crypto?
Why are you buying a land in crypto?
That's how the metaverse works. So the metaverse now, they built the proper metaverse aside the game version of you plugging into 3D. So there's what they call extended reality. What's the other one? That's XR, extended reality. There's somebody called virtual reality. So here, there's VR, virtual reality. Then AR, augmented reality. So AR is a combination of XR and VR. That's extended reality and virtual reality combined together. So when you see companies developing all these things that maybe you hold something and then you see something come out, that's augmented reality. That's playing with reality. Yes, you know, in films, all these sci-fi films that you see, they will just hold something and it will pop up. Now that is augmented reality, where you're mixing virtual reality with the real life, and you can interact. That's where they are going to.
Even your Snapchat filter.
All the things in the movies where you put something, one guy will be dancing on table. All this. So now what they are trying to do is build a metaverse that now, whenever you now decide, I don't know how to build the utility full cycle, but they haven't built it. Is that there's a certain number of land there. Now there are people buying out those lands. Now the world that somebody say escape reality, that world will be owned by somebody. So now the way the world now, the earth, they are doing world power, like 7 countries, Russia, UK and all, the metaverse is going to have people that own it. Now when it gets populated to the point, maybe 100 years, 200 years from now, that everybody wants to be on that thing, now you would need to have somebody own. He has crossed his hand like, voila.
It's not for me. It's my explanation. I just want to see, simplified one.
But that's what them, Ahmed and Mimi were saying, that what if in 100 years now people don't really care about the metaverse or anything?
So this is what they call the long game. Let me explain one thing. There's one type of cars now they made. You know, normally if you want to park, like now, a car is in your front, a car is beside you. If you want to park in that gap, you have to go front, be cutting hand. So funny enough, I saw one thing that there was an invention they made, I think like 100 years ago. It was called crab. The tires used to come out and turn. Then you just fit there. Somebody invented it, they didn't use it for that time. It's not like they didn't feel like they could use it, but they just kept the technology. And now they are deploying it in all these Hyundai cars that they are building, I think, for the next coming 5 years. So if they deploy something now, they are not really, it's like how VCs work. You wonder why you give a startup money and you're waiting 10 years, 5 years sometimes. They can wait 100 years. It's called, that's the vision Africa don't have. Africa never see beyond their hand.
Beyond, you understand? The
moment. Like, you can't see what, the long game is what you are not available to see. Do you understand? Like, because we try and do this podcast as a way to just like, oh, okay, what is happening beyond what you can understand? Sometimes we do the basic explanation, but also, so somebody is here thinking 500, there's something called cryogenesis, where some people are dying but they are not dead. They freeze their brain. They say they want to be preserved so that in case there's any technology that comes in the next 1 million years, that they can now transfer consciousness, which is soul. They want them to upload them back to life.
But why do they want to know that technology then? Why is it that they want them to partake in the technology?
They want to partake in the life that happened that time. They something.
Okay, so they'll be in a different body.
Yes, there's Alter Carbon. Whose body? Life. You watch Alter Carbon.
Who's called Start?
If I ever find it, you still have, you not watch Alter Carbon. Yeah, like the movie Get Out. If I have it, I'll find it and give it to you.
But so, who do you want to be in another?
No, you know, like with AI now, this AI that you're using, this ChatGPT.
You know, the ChatGPT is having human consciousness.
ChatGPT is having human consciousness.
It's not freezing your brain. They will just save your, like, all the neurons and whatever of your brain in the computer. So it will be like a living computer, even when your body dies. When somebody's body dies, they've already saved his consciousness in the computer.
What?
So why need to stick my head?
The person is in the cloud. So there's a lot of things that they are doing now that with AI, like ChatGPT. So instead of them to have a team Let me explain. I don't even know how you guys ask ChatGPT question, but I was telling HR the other day, I'm sure if ChatGPT can come out, it will want to knock some of you the way you ask the question. Because I saw HR will just give it the thing, write this thing. You don't say hello, ChatGPT. How are you? All these kind of things.
But why?
You just be asking the question.
Even Siri, I didn't say how are you, Siri. Call.
You should do like that film that you got angry with the guy.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT is kind of like they did it like open dev, open source. Instead of them to hire like 1,000 people to be teaching the thing, they just open source this. You know they have something. Whenever you ask it something, you have taught it something.
Mm.
And it keeps growing. It keeps learning. To the point now it's wiser than you. They can now transfer those programs into robots. Because all the things you see in film is happening, it's going to happen. I don't just know how.
Not all of it.
Almost everything gonna happen.
Not
which one you think will not happen? We'll be around when it will happen.
We might even be around.
No, we're not gonna be around.
That consciousness is not going to happen. Huh? All those cloning.
Robots are going to
they're already cloning people now.
How is the people coming?
How would they clone people? I don't
do you know
it.
Why?
If they can do cryogenesis, they're already cloning
people. Let me tell you how consciousness transfers.
You see those 3,000 babies they are making?
Mm-mm.
Are we not in the metaverse though?
We are in it, but we are about to. You know how cloning is going to happen? Not the way you're thinking cloning will happen.
How will that?
You see that on social media now, let's say for people that are socially media active, they drop their dates, where they were born, the school they attend,
mm-hmm.
where they went today. They are literally uploading their memory mm-hmm. on the cloud.
Yeah.
They are digitalizing their memory.
Mm-hmm.
So now, imagine somebody died and they were able to make a body that can beat, and you upload all that fragment of memory to that thing. It's almost like somebody now knows, like, do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
If you ask me what school did I go to, I know the school I went to because it's there.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
You are talking of free will, consciousness, and point of free will.
Own a body and give it life.
I say, it will not have life the way you think that. But it will happen in a different way.
It will have AI life now. Like,
it will happen in a different way. And one of the things they are fighting for is to take away people's free will. The consciousness we have, what is consciousness? The factor of free will to make a decision about it. If not, they can upload memories, build human sleeves, without necessarily needing to put free will. They'll be happier now. You get what I'm saying? So many crazy things, Shabo. You see how it plays out. Even in a month, they fear AI. Fear as a bad bitch. Like, he literally said. So, yeah, I feel like the metaverse is a world on its own. A world within a world. Let's say.
Yes.
I like it a little. Thank you guys for your time.
We hope we explain it to you as best as possible.
And for those that we confused, just listen to BDA and CHRO's explanation and video.